Dave Thomas, Clint Estes, Allie Barefoot is on the sideline with us. Allie, all of a sudden there's energy back in this stadium.
I actually almost got taken out here on the sideline because the team just came all the way from the sideline and just congratulated Brandon Polk. The momentum is back.
What a great play call. I mean, Brandon Polk drug over the middle and was – I looked to see where Ben was going to throw the ball, and he was so open. He caught the ball at the 15 and exploded down. Riley Stapleton ran a fly into the end zone.
Came back and
the defensive back was trying to get to Brandon, Riley held that block long enough to get Brandon Polk into the end zone. Duke's got a shot in the arm now. Now the defense has forced a turnover today. Tied the game at 24. It's a brand new game here. If you can get a stop and try to get some of this momentum back, because the third quarter belonged to all Villanova.
Well, I think you were right. I think Villanova's going to pound the football. I think that's a terrible mistake. You continue to do what you do well.
The kick from Camden Wise is high and short. This one is taken by Boykin at the 13-yard line, and he gets up across the 25 and down around the 29-yard line. So first and 10, not bad field position for Villanova. Dan Smith on the afternoon, their junior quarterback, the transfer from Campbell, 19 of 29 passing, 263 yards and three touchdown passes.
299 total yards, 278 for JMU.
And we thought two teams that were good at stopping the run coming into the game. JMU was allowing 71 yards. Villanova was allowing right at 90. So we knew both teams were going to have a hard time running the football.
65 yards in penalties, six penalties against JMU today. That's awfully high. They have not been penalized like that in a while.
And a couple are fairly questionable, but that's all we'll say about that. First and 10, the play clock is at 6. Dan Smith in an empty backfield. Double tight ends. Takes a snap to Smith. Blitz coming. He throws toward the blitz, and it's caught. And Kirkston turns and gets across midfield and down inside the 45 of JMU to the 41-yard line. Again, they came on a blitz on the outside, and Rashad Robinson was the blitzer. And Smith recognized it and went right where Robinson was coming.
30 yards on the play, a little out move. And, oh, boy, I thought he might have almost stepped out there, ran back in, and finally Hall able to bring him down.
First and 10 from the 41 for Nova. The Dukes jump. Villanova jumped up as well. Let's see. Flags down, but they're going to call offsides on JMU. Daka got a little angsty there. So you move the ball inside
the 30-yard line. Defense number 7, 5-yard penalty, first down.
So first and 5 now for Nova. We're tied at 24 after the big pitch and catch to Kirkston, his second catch of the day. 13-21 remaining. We're tied at 24.
Already in JMU territory, very quick order.
Shotgun again, empty backfield for Smith. Double tight ends, one on each side. Smith takes a snap. Pass down the left sideline. Ball hangs in the air, and it's caught out of bounds. Incomplete.
Boy, that was close. Changa Hodge down at the 5-yard line. And he was dancing the sideline right near the 5.
Rashad Robinson was on the coverage and right there with him. And they were hand fighting, but he never caught the ball in bounds.
No, his first foot to come down was out of bounds.
Good call with the official right on top of that play. Second and 5, Nova from the Dukes 36, 13:01 to play, tied at 24 here in the fourth quarter.
Villanova says, the heck with this, pound the ball. We're going to take our shots.
Three receivers to the right side, tight end lineup on the right as well. Running back to the left to Dan Smith. Smith runs the option to the left side, keeps it himself, and gets up across the 35 or to the 35. And he's thrown backward. John Daka and Landon Word on the pursuit for JMU.
We've seen quite a few third downs here in the second half for Villanova. This is third and about, what, 3, Dave, would you say? Three and a half?
Third and four. Spotted the ball at the 35-yard line. The wide side of the field is to the right.
They've used the tight end so well in this situation.
Three receivers to the right. The tight end lines up on the left side. Smith calling for the ball. The crowd making a tremendous amount of noise here at Bridgeport Stadium.
They need to make more.
Third down and 4. Barley is the running back. Play clock is at 7. Smith raises the left leg, calls for the ball, takes the snap. Hands to Barley. He's got the first down and more. Gets down across the 30 to the 25-yard line.
Well, the line goes to the left. He cuts back against the grain. All the Dukes went to the right side. That's to the left for Villanova. Nice run for the first down. Didn't need the tight end that play.
25-yard line of JMU. 11:55 to play. Tied at 24. First and 10, Villanova. Two receivers to each side of the formation. Empty backfield again for Dan Smith. He's got Todd Summers, the tight end, in a slot to the right side. Summers a big target today in this game. Now Barley comes in motion back into the backfield. Smith Hands it off to Barley. Steps around a tackler. Gets inside the 25 and down close to the 21. A gain of 4.
It's almost like they probed the middle to set up the outside. Do they Villanova offense? Villanova looking to stay undefeated. Our score tied at 24. 11:20 left to go in the ball game.
Ball in the middle of the field, driving toward the video board. Second down and 6. 4-yard pickup just outside the red zone. Ball at the 21. 3 receivers left, 2 to the right. Smith, only thrown 3 interceptions all season. In a shotgun, takes the snap. Throws right side, and it's nearly picked. It is picked off. Across the 40 to midfield.
Hampton.
The quarterback to beat N.J. Hampton is going to take it to the house. At the 15, at the 5, put it on the board. The Dukes are in front. Touchdown, J.M.U.
No flags, too. Wow, he almost juggled it. As the ball came, he cut the route short. Came up, took a chance, kind of juggled it as he got the football, and then he was off to the races. The rest of the Dukes joined him, creating a little traffic down the field. MJ knew exactly, and he scores his first JMU touchdown of his career.
I wasn't sure that he got it because as he caught it, he had his back to us. He spun around, put the ball in the outside arm toward the JMU sideline, got a great block
Dimitri
on the quarterback.
Holloway.
And then it was to the house.
Dimitri Holloway leveled the quarterback.
And then Dimitri's the first guy to get in the end zone, so the Dukes go back in front with 10:48 to play. Kyle Davis snapping. Alex Miller will hold. The kick from Ethan Radke is up, and it is good. The Dukes have a 7-point lead with 10:48 remaining. We knew this was going to be a game today, folks. It turned out to be what we thought it was going to be. Back after this timeout of the JMU Sprint Broadcast Network.